Us Unite podcast. My name is Maddie.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started.
Welcome back to another podcast, Uniter. I'm pretty sure that this is true about you. You want to sound more clear when you speak English. Maybe you're having trouble saying certain words, or maybe there's a sound in English that you know you aren't pronouncing correctly. There is a belief that when you get older, you won't be able to change your language speaking skills. Children can do it because their brains are still developing, but adults cannot. Have you heard this before? Well, as usual, I'm here to tell you why that's not exactly true. In this episode, I'm actually going to tell you how you can develop clearer speaking skills no matter how old you are or what your English level is. I hear many people say, "I want to change my accent." And when I ask them how they can do that, how they can change their accent, they tell me, by listening to native speakers and trying to copy their speech. But here's the problem. You can't just hear something and copy it all the time, especially if you don't know how to copy it. For example, how are you going to copy a fluent speaker making an eh or an ah sound if you've never learned how to properly make those sounds? You can copy the speaker all you want, but it won't always sound the same. In fact, it will probably sound different every time you repeat it. Let's try a practice. I'm going to say two words, and you repeat them. Very simple task. Are you ready? The two words are bed and bad. Listen and repeat. Bed, bad. Bed, bad. Bed, bad. How are you doing? Does it sound like me, or does it sometimes sound different? Are you making the sounds correctly? How do you know if you're making the sounds correctly? Are you actually doing it right? And are you doing it right every time you make these sounds? It's really hard to answer these questions if you only listen and repeat what fluent speakers say. But there is a way for you to know for sure if you're making sounds correctly by learning articulation. Articulation is the position and movements we make with our mouth, our tongue, our teeth, and our throat when we produce sounds. Each sound has different articulation, and with enough attention and practice, you can get better and better at making these sounds. Let's go back to our example of eh and ah sounds. Let me explain to you how to properly articulate these sounds. Listen carefully. The biggest difference between these two sounds is how open our mouth is when we make them. For the ah sound, your mouth should be more open, but for the eh sound, your mouth should be less open. Try both these sounds and see if you can feel the difference. Ah, eh, ah, eh. Now try the words again. Bad,
bed. Bad bed. As you say these sounds and these words, can you feel the difference with how open your mouth is for the a sound and how it closes a little bit for the e sound? A, e, a, e.
Now that you know a little more about the articulation for these sounds, you can probably understand a little bit better how to make these sounds. And when you practice with the same position, the correct position, you teach your body how to do it correctly. You can't learn this by only listening to someone. But you might be thinking, okay, but does this mean I have to practice every sound like this? Absolutely not. A lot of the sounds we have in English, you already make in your own language. What you need is to learn which English sounds are not in your language, which sounds are giving you the biggest problem. In episode 16, Mari already gave you a big tip for how to search for these problem sounds and how to learn them properly. And here's something else that's really exciting. Very soon, we are going to release a new digital course about English sounds and their articulation. It's called How to Speak Clearly: Sounds Foundation. And it's going to give you the tools you need to learn all about how to articulate sounds clearly so that you can feel better about your pronunciation skills. And you'll finally feel like you're speaking more clearly and that you can be understood better by other people. Meanwhile, Mari and I want you to start improving your pronunciation as soon as possible. And because we love helping you, we have started posting videos on Instagram talking about common pronunciation mistakes for speakers of different languages. I'm sure you will love these posts and find them very useful. Follow us on Instagram at English.unite to keep checking out that content. And remember, Uniter, it's not only about changing your accent. It's about learning how to pronounce sounds correctly. When you know more about this process, things become a little bit easier and your speaking gets clearer and clearer. If you liked today's podcast, why not share it with your friends and family who are also learning English? We'd really appreciate that. Until next time, bye-bye.